Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
If you want to come back to work in person, you have to get the COVID-19 vaccine. At least that's what several big tech companies like Google and Facebook have started telling their employees. Now it looks like more big name employers are following suit. Walmart, Disney, Lyft, and Uber, they've all started requiring the shots. Without a federal mandate in place, the private sector is now leading the way. Recode's Shireen Ghaffari joins us to tell us more about this growing trend. Hey, Shireen.
Hey, Ronnie.
So before we get into what private companies are doing, help us set the scene. What's going on in the U.S. with the state of the pandemic right now?
So cases across the country are surging as the Delta variant spreads. And this Delta variant is more contagious and appears to cause more severe illness. So at the same time, the United States seems to have hit the limits of people who are willing to get this shot. Only around half of Americans are fully vaccinated. You have some regions with very high vaccination rates and other regions with low vaccination rates and, by contrast, high COVID rates.
What about the government? What are government officials doing to help curb the spread of COVID?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Some local governments have started requiring vaccines for government employees. Like just yesterday, New York City announced that they are going to require proof of vaccination for workers and customers at indoor dining, gyms, and entertainment venues. But at the federal level, the Biden administration has not placed a federal mandate on vaccines. They have asked that federal workers get this vaccine. So if you work for the U.S. government, but that's different than telling everyone in the United States, you know, you legally have to get a vaccine. So largely, it's up to either the states and cities or private employers to put pressure on their workers if they want them to not get COVID.
Got it. So I remember at the beginning of the pandemic, it was tech firms that were the first to start letting employees work from home, right? Are tech firms sort of leading the way again when it comes to requiring vaccines?
So that's right. Google was the first. On July 28th, they announced that they will require a vaccine for all employees who are returning to their U.S. offices. Facebook quickly followed suit just the next day. It said the same thing. And then Netflix has also mandated shots for all of its actors and on-set production staff.
Okay, so just not for everybody, for them.
Right. Not everyone. I think the idea is that if you're on set in person, you know, higher chance of sort of spreading it in those quarters. Google has also pushed back the return to office date entirely from September to October at the soonest. And they cited concerns about the Delta variant for that. And, you know, the CEO, Sundar Pichai, said in a letter that he hopes vaccine mandates give everyone at the office peace of mind. And they're being, you know, pretty flexible. They're letting most employees work at home for some of the time if they want to. And 1 in 5 employees will be allowed to remain remote permanently.
And yesterday, Microsoft upped the ante, right? They said that not only do their employees have to show proof of vaccination, but also anyone entering their buildings.
Yeah, that's right. And that's important if you remember that it's not just engineers and product managers who are working at tech companies. It's also, you know, the people who are keeping the lights on, the people who are cleaning the facilities, the people who are contracted data analysts or whatever. So there's so many people who may not be technically even Microsoft employees, but they're there on site helping and keep things running. And all of them will have to show proof of vaccination.
But tech companies also sort of waited until, you know, they tested the waters a little bit with smaller organizations, right, to kind of find out if this was legal.
I don't know if they're testing the water so much as they certainly were not the first employers to make these vaccine mandates. Some of the first employers were actually universities and hospitals. And those universities and hospitals, actually, some of them ended up getting sued. Now, those cases were dropped. So it's true that, you know, Google had the advantage of seeing that, hey, if we roll out this vaccine mandate, there's already a case in court that's been dropped. So we know that, you know, probably the lawsuits won't go anywhere if one of our employees chooses to sue us over this.
We're not going to get in trouble for this, so let's go.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I'm assuming there are some sort of exemptions to this, right?
That's right. So there's 2 major exception categories for workers who can request to have this vaccine requirement waived. One is for employees who have religious exemptions, and two is for employees protected under the Americans with Disabilities Act. In those cases, the companies can still require face masks or request COVID testing. Google and Facebook have both said that they'll have a process for people who require that kind of exception to their vaccine mandate.
So how are employees at tech companies responding to these new policies?
Yeah, so that's a really interesting thing to follow. Because look, I mean, largely people who work for Google and Facebook, first of all, their main headquarters are in the San Francisco Bay Area, and their other offices are in other major metropolitan areas where you are generally seeing pretty high vaccination rates to begin with, especially among tech employees. However, Google's a huge employer, 100,000 plus people. Of course, there's going to be some folks who just, for whatever reason, do not want to get vaccinated. And at Google, you know, I did hear from someone who worked there that there's already a handful of folks complaining on internal listservs and, you know, kind of the inside chat rooms that Google employees have amongst themselves. But by and large, I would say most people are pretty supportive.
Okay, so how does this trend play out now among other U.S. employers who often, you know, look to these big tech companies when they're making, you know, decisions?
I think it gives the other companies, you know, more confidence. I think tech has been is the kind of fastest growing like professional sector, right, in terms of innovation in the U.S. economy. So all these other more traditional companies are always looking to tech to kind of be the fastest reactors on a lot of things, including how to respond to COVID. And I think it's going to be harder for more traditional employers too, where again, they may not have headquarters in San Francisco. They may not have a largely liberal workforce, which unfortunately, this vaccine has become politicized. We are seeing, you know, party lines divide who ends up choosing to get this vaccine or not. So I think when tech companies do it, it gives a company like Walmart or Disney more strength to kind of follow suit.
Are there any notable tech companies who haven't put vaccine mandates in place?
Yes, the big one is Amazon. Keep in mind, Amazon is the second largest employer in the U.S. after Walmart. And according to NPR, Amazon has declined to comment on whether they will require employees to get the shot or not. I think the big follow-up question with Amazon is, will it just be corporate employees if they do decide to pull out one, or will it also be the warehouse employees who are the ones who are actually packing up, delivering boxes, and represent a far larger number than the techies? Apple, same thing. You know, they are, for now at least, not requiring their retail employees to get vaccinated, but just encouraging it. And they've started requiring masks in most of their stores for those, both for the staff and the customers, even if you're vaccinated, which is consistent with the CDC guidance. But we're not, again, seeing a mandate yet with their retail employees who are spread out all over the U.S. and the world.
Thanks for joining us, Shireen.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening to Recode Daily. My name is Ronnie Mola. This episode was produced by Alan Rodriguez-Espinoza and engineered by Paul Mounsey. Let us know what you want to learn more about. Email us at recodedaily@recode.net.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.